The mission of the Ely Folk School is to build community by providing learning experiences that celebrate the wilderness, heritage, art, history, culture, and craft of the people of northern Minnesota. We like First Fridays because we get a chance to check in with our friend Molly Olson. Molly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, a couple first questions, Molly. Hard-hitting questions. Did you know that they have cinnamon and sugar in the same dispenser?
John.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. And then Heidi and I were discussing the fact that I don't know if I ever sat on Santa's lap. Have you ever sat on Santa's lap?
Well, one time my husband played Santa, so yeah.
Oh, jeez. That doesn't count.
Sure it does.
Oh, for crying
sure
out loud.
Sure it does. As always, there are so many things going on at the Ely Folk School. Looks like you got a big event tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah, totally. I was just going to say, when you said building community, this is a big part of our mission, and we have a great holiday fundraiser party tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Folk School is all decorated up, and we are having a silent auction filled with items that have been donated by our very talented instructors. So there are things like hand-woven scarves and a handcrafted beaver fur hat, which is gorgeous. And there are some really unique cutting boards and some, delicious-smelling petitza will be coming in. Mm. So that's pretty exciting. Mm. And, they're really perfect for holiday gift-giving. Even the petitza, you can freeze that and give that as a gift. And what a great regional gift to give somebody either who's coming from far away and hasn't had that before or somebody who just loves it. So that's going to be really fun. And then also on Saturday during the day, we have some classes going on, some porcupine ball ornaments. There's going to be a wreath making class at 2 o'clock and the beaver hide sewing class, which is it's really neat to get a chance to work with that and to make a quality, really warm item. So they've done some beaver fur gauntlets, some, the hat, and, just decorative items with beaver fur on them. So that's kind of a neat one.
Molly?
Oh, sorry?
Porcupine ball?
Yeah, you gotta explain that.
Porcupine is not part of it. It's just really how it looks.
Okay, good.
Paper that gets all put together so the ball has all these pokey parts that stick out, but they're really beautiful. And so that's actually going on Saturday and Sunday. Okay. And, how fun to make your own ornaments for your home.
I was just trying to imagine an ornament you couldn't touch.
It's not that pokey.
Okay, it's not that pokey.
Tuesday, December 5th, they're having ankle loom weaving at 10 a.m., which is a great little craft. You can make bands, decorative bands that can be used for belts and so forth. We have a three-day class, learning to knit a Norwegian-style sweater, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, which the instructor is very talented. And, what a great opportunity if you're a knitter to learn a new style. And, it's always hard to set that time aside, but you would basically, if you wanted to do this for somebody's Christmas gift, sign up for the class, and then 3 days later, you've got your sweater. So that's really a neat class. And then learning to make real mincemeat pie with meat, that's not a talent or a skill that a lot of people have, so right. That's kind of a unique class. And then there's also creating a hardbound book, another excellent class that you could, create the book and then give it as a gift. And wet felting wool slippers will happen on Saturday the 9th. And then a stained glass class, which I think they're making stained glass ornaments. I'm not sure about that one, but that's another one. It's just such a neat thing to have when you come out of the class. You've got this item that you have made on your own. And so you get an experience along with the actual product.
I bet, Molly, that there are gift certificates, right? You could give someone a class.
Yes, that's another option. If you are looking for just that unique gift idea, call the school or go on the website and you can purchase a gift certificate. You can also check out the instructor shop at the Ely Folk School. We have a mercantile and it's filled with unique items that are made by our instructors and they're for sale right there. So that's another way to, a lot of people are searching for that unique item or experience to give somebody. And so those are some really great ideas. We also have a raffle coming up in March. We're going to be drawing for a bent willow chair handcrafted by John Bajda, snowshoes, which are hand-laced by Peta Barrett, and a stained glass window from Rosemary Shepherd, who runs a stained glass studio here in Ely. And so those items are available just for $5 a ticket, and we're going to be selling those all the way through March. But, you know, just another great way to support the arts in Ely and, you know, surrounding areas. Some of those people that have donated items for our silent auction are from other areas. So it's just a great regional celebration of arts and crafts.
That sounds great. Don't forget the big event, holiday party and fundraiser is tomorrow night at the Ely Folk School starting at 7 o'clock with silent auction.
One more thing about that. Yeah. We're having a sing-along during that party. So
oh,
my
gosh.
So if you've been eager to sing some holiday songs, you should come. We have a great pianist, Irene Hartfield, will be playing, and then we have a guitarist who will be there. So it'll be really fun.
That sounds great. You can find more information and all the things Molly's telling us about at Ely Folk School. .org. Merry Christmas to you, Molly. We'll check in with you in January.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Yep.